Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
What do 8 bags of concrete mix, a cooler full of 30-pound sea bass, and a 10-inch compound miter saw have in common? They're all things that are easier to load in and out of the bed of the new F-150. Thanks to its new available Pro-Access tailgate that's also a swing gate, the new 2024 Ford F-150, tough this smart, can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024, Pro-Access tailgate available starting spring 2024, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and weight distribution.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
BetOnline. It's the fastest, it's the easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews, news for every single league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf, my friend. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information and live in-game betting, props, also some futures. Head to BetOnline today. Use your mobile device. Join today. Make your first sports bet. Use the promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV50. BELIEVE50. Bet online, where the game starts. Thank you, Bet Online, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you may be watching or listening to this, I am Mike Catherwood for Great News. It is the only news show, and I stand behind it, the only news show on the planet that makes you feel better about life than worse. If you see, there's numerous animals behind me. I believe 1 dog and 2 cats living their best life. Try your best to ignore that. I know it's tremendously distracting. Let me use this opportunity to further substantiate my argument that dogs are better than cats. I was telling Courtney, our producer, before the show, I've never had cats in my life. Now I have 2, and they're both kittens. I really am a little bit surprised at how much I love these beautiful kitties. But they're so fucking annoying. And I've had Chihuahuas and little mutt terriers and shit. Dogs that are known to be extraordinarily annoying. Not even a comparison to how needy these goddamn felines are. But they are cute and I love them. And they are super smart. They're a lot more entertaining, I think, than dogs. But let me use this opportunity to just show you the difference between dogs and cats. You can see the chaos that the cats are creating. I'm gonna get up and move. Look at my goddamn dog, Harry. Look how beautiful. Look. Harry, what are you doing? Oh, you're doing nothing. That's right. They can't even see you because you're just sitting there. You didn't even know he was there, did you? Because he's just minding his own business. He's like, hey, look. Dad's doing a show. Maybe I should just chill out a little bit. Not make the camera take notice of me in an incredibly distracting way. All right. Here we go. It's an intro. The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Cause Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. It is a solo. You may hear in the intro that it is Kevin and Mike bringing you the great news. And as always, it is Kevin Ryder and myself who bring you great news. But Kevin is not with me today, so I'm going to do a solo show. The very first solo great news. And let's get right to it. Recently, it is summertime. That means we are celebrating the independence of our great nation, the United States of America. And along with that comes fireworks, right? Well, dogs don't like them. Dogs typically do not like fireworks. I've always had dogs all my life, numerous, since I was a little boy. And from what I've seen, they seem to take comfort when the fireworks start by getting kind of claustrophobic and packed into something. It gives them the sense of safety. I think it's why dogs like their kennels and their crates so much. Because it kind of having that something to give them point of reference around them, close around them, it gives them a sense of safety. This dog took it upon himself to build a dog firework fort. And I genuinely hope that he patents this and makes money. Check out Dog Firework Fort. Look at that. What a good boy. I'm assuming it's a boy because he's so resourceful. But that's a dog firework.
Now, Mike, you're kind of in the country. Did you have, like, the big fireworks around you?
Did I have fireworks around me is an interesting question. I not only had fireworks around me out here in Texas rural farmland, I had fireworks around me all hours of the day for, like, July 2nd through July 6th. It sounded like
just a 24/7 stream.
Just bah, 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 bah. And there seems to be no limits on to who can blow up fireworks here and when. Like, now granted, I'm coming from Los Angeles, which is the most like overly structured and overly regulated place on the planet, besides maybe the Bay Area. So everyone has to like you can't light off your own fireworks except for their sparklers and shit. And everyone has to wait for like the authorized, licensed fireworks show. Not the case out here in Texas. People in Texas do whatever the fuck they want when it comes to explosives. And I'm talking about like Beirut in the 80s. When I was a little boy and I'd see like Lebanese civil war on TV, on CNN, I'd be like, oh geez, God, that just seems to never end. Those poor people. That's what it was like. Texas, early July. That's how much fireworks were going off all the time. I'll tell you what, chickens don't seem to give a shit. Chickens don't care about anything. Chickens genuinely don't care about anything. They just want chicken food and pooping out eggs. Thank you.
All right. So how did you keep your dogs safe? Did you have dog forts?
Yeah. Ironically, the big scary dog is the only one who seemed to be affected by it. The two little dogs are like, oh, whatever. Two little dogs didn't seem to care one bit. And yeah, so I took my big dog and I put like a big heavy blanket on her, and then she went in her crate and she seemed okay. She seemed okay. I was alone on July 4th because my wife, I think we've talked about this in the on past episodes. My wife got a great new job for the prequel to Supernatural, the legendary and, you know, much the very highly loved Supernatural show on CW, which ran for like 15 seasons or something ridiculous. Well, they're releasing a prequel called The Winchesters, and my wife is one of the leads, and she's really excited, and it's a great show, but it films in New Orleans. So for all intents and purposes, my wife has been living in New Orleans for about a month, and she will be off and on until Christmas. So my daughter went to visit her grandmother, in my wife's mom in Washington, and I was alone. I was alone here to celebrate our country's independence. And there's so much exercise and masturbation. It was really, this is all I did. I got so buff, and I beat off so much. There's no one to buff.
Oh my God.
You would hope I would get a lot of work done. No. Just fluids. All right, next one. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Turns out Spider-Man will do whatever the hell he wants as well. Not only is this just super cute because of this little boy, but watch and listen to the crowd around it. This just made, it's one of those great news stories that makes you feel better about people and humanity. Check it out. Amazing and awfully graceful backflip for the kid. I'm not going to point fingers and be judgmental, but with his physique, you would not assume him to be so graceful. And he that was pretty nice. You may be noticing the lighting changing for the Mikester. Again, fucking cats. Knocked over my box light, pulling the shades so the outside light can come in. Yeah. So all you cat people out there, just hear my guitar. It's a cat inside the hole in my guitar. You understand? This is one of the only expensive things I own. I have a couple like Tom Ford suits that I save for when I'm going to go on TV and I've something really nice, or go to like an award show and I have to really ball it out. I have like two what I would say are really expensive suits, and I have this guitar. And outside of that, everything I have in my life, well, besides this house, is very, very, I live far below my means. I do not try to splurge at all. And there's a cat inside my fucking vintage Taylor guitar. All right. Next story. This is a great one, too. I have a little girl. She's 8 now, but very recently she was like 4. And all you parents out there, you know, no matter how great or how well-behaved your child is, there's a high percentage of time when it's time for bed, sleepy time, is problematic. It's like putting someone into a gulag. Kids, they're like, I'm under zero circumstances am I falling asleep willingly. So when I can see that there's someone or something that's going to sign up to say, you know what, hardworking mom or dad, I'm here to lend a helping hand. Check it out.
Come on, Millie, come. Come on. Millie, come. All right, you just stay there.
Oh. Oh, come on. Now, for those of you who are just listening to the audio podcast, I highly encourage you at some point to go to Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube and watch this story, because you may be able to piece together what was happening by what you heard. But there's a huge, beautiful husky. It looks like a big queen size, nice, comfy bed with a very young little boy, probably about 3 years old. And this little boy is not going to sleep. The husky is in bed with this boy, and the owner's like, oh, come on now, let's get out of bed, let's go, come on. And the dog ain't moving. The dog's like, nah, I got you, bro, I got you. And the dog leans in and starts licking the boy's face and then puts his arm around him, and sure enough, Mr. Sandman arrives. It's really, really sweet. That is how great news goes. Usually there's 6 stories for you. But as I said, I'm rolling solo today. And it's just a nice, short, sweet collection of stories from all over the world with all varying different topics that make you feel better about life and remind you that most of the time, most people are loving, caring, and try their best to be concerned about the people and the creatures around them. But it doesn't often drive ratings, and it's not necessarily the media's fault. I think it's our fault, because we love negative and we love scary. And so the news itself and social media is oftentimes just filled with a lot of negativity. But it is a misrepresentation of how people and things live on this great planet of ours. for the most part, and that is what Great News is all about. Please like, subscribe, tell your friends if you would be so kind so that Kevin and I can have money. And here's the outro. Outro! You know what I'm talking about, bro! So say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike just gave you all the great news.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150 with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features, the owner's manual for important operating instructions.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.